This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the country from Kashmir to Kanyakumari is now connected with the railway network. Modi said this after inaugurating the Chenab Bridge and Anji Khad Bridge today in Katra, Jammu and Kashmir. Modi also laid a foundation stone, inaugurated and dedicated to the nation multiple development projects worth over 46,000 crore rupees. Addressing the gathering, he said that development projects will provide fresh momentum to the progress of Jammu and Kashmir and are a huge celebration of India's unity and willpower. He described Jammu and Kashmir as crown jewel of India, adding that Chenab and Anji bridges will serve as gateway to prosperity for Jammu and Kashmir. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today highlighted the global achievements of India's youth, stating that the country's youth have made a mark globally. As the NDA government at the center completes 11 years in office, Modi described the youth as symbols of dynamism, innovation and determination, saying that the nation's growth in the last 11 years has been fueled by the unmatched energy and conviction of Yuva Shakti. In a social media post, Modi wrote, "The country has witnessed remarkable instances of youngsters who have done the unthinkable across various sectors, including startups, science, sports, community service, culture, and more in the last 11 years. India has undergone a decade of remarkable transformation driven by the principles of Seva, Sushasan, and Garib Kalyan." Akashvani News brings you a special feature on the government's efforts over the last 11 years across key sectors. Today we focus on cultural heritage preservation, a key to reviving India's civilizational pride.
Over the last decade, India's cultural resurgence has unfolded like a vibrant tapestry. The government has taken significant steps to honor India's culture. Campaigns like Azadi Ka Amrit Mahotsav, which marks 75 years of independence, celebrated the nation's sacrifice and achievements through cultural and patriotic events held across the country. Under the Ek Bharat Shrestha Bharat initiative, events like the record-breaking Mahakumbh 2025, which saw participations from over 66 crore devotees, celebrated unity in diversity. With participation from over 23 crore people and new world records set in 2024, yoga has become a global movement, positioning India as a global voice for wellness. India has also expanded its presence in the UNESCO World Heritage Site, boasting 43 World Heritage Sites and 62 more on the tentative list.
The Supreme Court has allowed the National Board of Examination to hold the NEET PG 2025 examination on August 3, 2025 in one shift. The exam was initially scheduled for June 15. A bench of Justices Prasant Kumar Misra and Augustine George Massey, which initially questioned the more than 2 months' time sought by the NBE for holding the examination, said the reasons cited for holding NEET PG 2025 on August 3 appears to be bona fide. The apex court, however, made it clear no further time will be granted to NBE for holding NEET PG 2025 examination. External Affairs Minister Dr. S.J. Shankar today expressed gratitude to the Central Asian nations for their continued support to India and their condemnation of the heinous terror attack in Pahalgam. Addressing the fourth meeting of the India-Central Asia Dialogue in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar said that India remains the trusted development partner to the Central Asian countries. The India-Central Asia Dialogue is being attended by foreign ministers of Kazakhstan, Kyrgyz Republic, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan and Uzbekistan. In Assam, the overall flood situation has slightly improved. Over 560,000 people are still reeling under the deluge in 16 districts. There are no reports of loss of human life due to flood this morning. About 1,400 villages affected by flood and over 1,900 hectares of crop areas have been damaged across the state. The state government has engaged SDRF teams for evacuation at Sribhumi district since early morning. Shares of Tesla have been stark slump amid public feud between US President Donald Trump and his former advisor Elon Musk. At the Nasdaq exchange, Tesla shares wiped out nearly $150 billion from its market cap, its biggest single day loss in value ever. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.